This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about you here during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music. So here we are in the heart of summertime. For those in four season climates, this is the time of year when snow shovels and heavy coats are a distant, if temporary, memory. The days are longer, the grill is beckoning, and the neighborhood kids are perpetually stained with their favorite popsicle flavor. So during today's show, we're going to examine some of the common benchmarks that may be indicators that, yes, you are ready to retire. But before we move into today's topic, let me introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, who loves summer so much. He is joining us live from the beach. Just kidding. He loves the beach, but nothing can keep this radio buff out of the studio.
I don't know. I love the ocean and I love swimming pools, but the beach, all that sand, it's going to get in the microphones and equipment. Unfortunately, we cannot record from the beach, but that would be fun. That would be fun, Chris. I've had a great week. I'm excited about today's show. And you know, I'm always excited to hang out with you, Chris. We always have fun. We were having a great chat before the show. And I mean, just could fill hours just talking about the different travels that Tara has been taking and is on and her adventures. And sometimes you get to join her on these travel adventures. And we were talking about that. We have to get a few shows under our belt because you're going to be traveling a bit next month. So, but yeah,
I've been, great. You got to take care of the travel when you can do it. And that's something that we've learned. Yeah,
you do. And I'm a big pro football guy, and that's getting started. It's August, so I'm excited about that. My Minnesota Vikings, I hope they have a decent year this year. And I know you're into rugby and you're going to go see a rugby match overseas. That's awesome. I'm jealous.
Yeah,
because that's a little rough, that sport. NFL is more like a little kid's game compared to they wear all the helmets and the pads. Rugby, they go out there with nothing and they just.
No helmet, no big shoulder pads, no thigh pads and knee pads. But then they also don't have weapons called helmets, right? So,
yeah, that's true. Although some people's heads are pretty hard. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's fun. So I know you've got a lot of fun coming up, but you've been enjoying meeting with our listeners out there, talking to them, meeting with your clients, helping them with their financial plans, their retirement plans. And I'm looking forward to our show today. You know, great financial information for our fantastic audience. So let's get right into it. What do you have for us?
Well, so we're going to talk about retirement. And so the biggest thing kind of stood out to me was that when I speak with clients, the biggest thing that they have fear about retirement about is outliving their money, is not having the money they need in retirement. You know, the resources will not cover down on what their needs are. And so there was a study that from 2020 that even after the lingering effects of COVID-19 shutdowns, market volatility, inflation, it's reasonable to presume that here in the summer of 2023, even more people are nervous about having the savings and assets they need to preserve their retirement.
That's true. I mean, yeah, everybody worries about running out of money in retirement. As I always say, you don't want your blood pressure to hit zero. I always get this wrong. You don't want your bank account to hit zero before your blood pressure does, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I always say it, but I always say it wrong.
So well, any more that is, I don't want my, I don't want my bank account to reach zero before my intelligence reaches zero.
Or that,
so many people are alive and they're going in and they get into a place where they don't know where anything is.
Yeah, that's tough. And that's happening more and more. That's tough. More and more. Dementia, Alzheimer's, my mom, because she has Parkinson's, Lewy body's disease. You don't want to get into that situation. You want to have everything in place and make sure you're going to have enough and have a plan lined up and a financial advisor that can help your loved ones help you if you should need that. And, you know, two out of every three people right now are going to end up needing some type of long-term care. So I think that's, but it's reasonable to have some anxiety about retirement, but, you know, with the financial news out there, rising interest rates, rising inflation, healthcare costs, it's hard to see those headlines, Chris, and not be a little anxious about your future. That's normal, right?
That's right. And we have a booklet that includes an outline on how to have those conversations with your parents and have that conversation with yourself. So you start to write down, you know, what are your druthers? What do you want to do? Where's all my important stuff? What, you know, do I have? It prompts you about having a will. Do you have an estate plan that makes sense? You know, do you have an estate that needs a trust? What, and do you have desires where you need a trust? These are the kind of things that as you start to move into retirement, you really start to think about. And it's so often when I meet my clients that are, you know, in their 50s, early 60s, and their parents have not let them know what their desires are. So this booklet will help create that conversation. And so I told my clients, say, okay, take this booklet and go to your parents, said, hey, I need to get this filled out. My financial advisor gave it to me so that we can have this conversation about what are your druthers? What do you want to happen? And it really has worked out well for a lot of my clients.
Yeah. And that's important. And if you think you have a plan, get a second opinion, give Chris a call, get a second opinion on your plan. And if you don't have a plan in place, get that plan in place so you can make that happen. And I think Social Security is one thing that you help people plan for. And you have that Social Security maximization report that you can run for our listeners as well, right?
That's right. So we have, it does like 20,000 calculations. Wow. Figures out the best, very, very best time for you. And if you have a spouse, your spouse to manage when you start it, so you get the most out of Social Security that you can. And then it'll help give you some advice on, you know, where to cover down and what to do. And so, Social Security can start as soon as age 62, but if you do so, you may be missing out on a lot of money because there's a 25% reduction from the, if you started at 62 versus waiting until your full retirement age, which is somewhere between 66 and 67 for pretty much everybody now. Everybody's kind of past the 66 age. They've already hit it. So it's like 66 in 2 months or 66 in 4 months. So it's good to know what that is. And then there's a lot of other factors about hitting that full retirement age. And so I don't want to make this a Social Security talk today. So you can listen to some of our past ones or give me a call and we'll discuss everything about Social Security.
God bless Social Security.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, obviously Social Security is the foundation of any solid retirement plan. We've talked about that a lot on past shows, as you mentioned, and our listeners can go back and listen to those shows where we really focus on what you need to know. So what's another indicator or something that we need to know to understand that it is time to retire?
So the next thing that I talk about with our clients is, are you debt free? Right. So do you have outstanding credit cards? Now, the mortgage on the house, okay, that's okay to keep because guess what? It doesn't go up over time. The interest rates are set. You know what it's going to be. So that's predictable. But any other kind of high interest credit cards or any kind of, you know, HELOC that's coming due soon that has, you know, a flexible premiums, flexible interest rates. So those are the kind of things that we want to make sure that we have a good plan for to manage that out. So don't retire until you've got a good plan on getting all those things done and you can manage your mortgage and those kind of things in retirement. Because the last thing you want to do is lose your house because you let a credit card or some other kind of note eat up your retirement savings.
Right. Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, obviously, you want to eliminate as much debt as possible before you retire, especially with higher interest rates. You got to get rid of that credit card debt. You need to look at where you're at with your mortgage. I mean, there's good debt and bad debt. Typically, mortgages aren't what's considered bad debt. But you want to look at that. You want to think about where you're going to live, what you're paying, how much that's going to cost, if you're going to downsize. Is your house an asset? Do you have a lot of money in it? Are you going to need that? Asset that you have? So good point. Debt is one thing you need to consider. And if you've got everything paid off, then you're right. It might be time to consider retirement. That's one box you have to check. Now, before we go on for what?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, one box that you have to check is that. But before we go on, you know, we've talked about Social Security. Have you maximized that? Do you have a strategy? Are you out of debt? How can our listeners get a plan in place to deal with debt, to get a retirement plan in place so they know they're ready to retire, get that Social Security maximization report run?
Yeah, so they can give me a call at 719-210-4242. Give me that call. We've got a complimentary consultation for that first meeting. So come in, we'll sit down, we'll get the information, and we'll get those things started for you. Build out some information on how you can best decide if you are ready to retire or not by doing just a quick and dirty look about what you're thinking about your retirement. If you have a written plan, that's a plan. If you don't have a written plan, well, that's an idea of a plan. So we're going to help you write it down and make it real, right?
Yeah.
So that's our important thing that we do. So give us a call at 719-210-4242 to get started with that Social Security Maximization Report and that other booklet about retirement that we talked about.
Excellent. Well, you know what? This has been a great show so far. Listeners, we're talking about how to know when it's time for you to retire. And that's a big question a lot of people have. I know that's something you help your clients and people you meet with answer. And that's great. You and Tara deal with this a lot. You've explained that reaching your full retirement age is important, not being in debt. Those are two big benchmarks that people need to know. What do you have for us next?
Well, so the next big thing is, do you have family financial obligations outside of just you and your spouse? You know, do you have children that still need money? Are they still not, you know, taking money from you and need that money? Do you have parents maybe that still need money on a regular basis or irregular basis? And so you just got to make sure that you kind of get that knocked out, get your kids so they can self-support themselves. Hopefully your parents are in a good place, because there's college, housing, healthcare, these things, if those are part of your spending plan currently, then you got to make sure you get through those before you retire.
Yeah. That's really important. And obviously financial obligations that go beyond yourself and your spouse are something you're going to have to be transparent about with your financial services professional and deal with. You should do that before you retire. You need the best ideas and solutions for these situations. And like me and my wife, Chris, we're part of that sandwich generation. We're stuck between taking care of my parents who are aging. My mom's in a home. And then we have adult children in college and moving out who still need our help and want financial support for school. And my parents need support for where they're at. So we're kind of sandwiched in between there. And that's tough. Might not be able to retire at this point because of it.
Right. Well, yeah. And you're not alone. There are so many people now that are having to work a little bit longer to get their parents in a good place, get their kids in a good place, and then maybe head to that retirement. And it restricts so much when you have so much going on like that. Yeah, the sandwich generation is having it rough. The next thing I wanted to talk about was having a thorough spending plan. So knowing what you can spend in retirement is really, really important. Knowing what your expenses are going to be is very important. So and how do we know those things? Well, we do that through risk mitigation. When we build that plan, we look at all the risks down the road. We build in factors for how much money you're going to need by looking at those various risks. We start with what you're already spending, right? So we look at your housing, your groceries, utilities, your gas, all of those kind of things that you're currently spending, and then bring in the things that you routinely spend on travel, entertainment, shopping, dining out, those kind of things. So we start with what you're actually spending, and then we see, is this what you're going to continue to do? How is it going to change your retirement? Where is it going to go? And so we have some documents that help you figure out, help you add up what you're currently spending. And then we kind of track it a little bit and then to come up with a good spending plan for retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's really important for me. You know, spending plans are important. Everybody hates the budget word, but once my wife and I sit down to do a budget each month, once it's done, it's like a burden has been lifted. You feel good about it because you know where you're at. Whether there's good things or bad things, you're going to feel better about dealing with it head on. And it doesn't take that long. You can go through it. And it's just whether it's a half hour of your time or an hour, it's just so well spent because you're going to feel so much better about yourself knowing where you're at and what you have.
Right. And so that's why we don't like budget, because budget is about the future and spending is about what you're doing and what you're planning to do.
Yeah.
So that's why we call it spending, because it's not a notional thing. You're spending the money. It's going to get spent. We just want to know where it's going.
Yeah.
So we can plan for it.
Exactly. Have a budget, have a spending plan.
Yeah. So the next thing that we want to look at is what you're doing with your investments, what you're doing with all your retirement assets.
Your portfolio, things like that.
Yeah, your 401ks, your IRAs, your Roths. You know, if you have some annuities, do you have some cash whole life policies? What do you have that's considered an asset that we can then add to that spending plan on the positive side, so that we can create a good plan so that you know what you can spend in retirement and not run out of money. And so it's a good time to get a really good handle on all those that data so that you can then know what you can spend. So however you want to spend your retirement, you know, that kind of gives you a good indication. Well, I can do a $10,000 trip once a year, or I can do two $5,000 trips a year. You know, how do I want to do those trips? Is it just, you know, flying to Cancun, or are we going to Europe? So those are the kind of things that you can decide based on how that kind of looks. And so that gives you an idea, a solid idea on how much you're going to have to spend in retirement. And that's what we want to get to. So we want to get a good handle on those assets. The other part is we want to make sure that we're changing our assets away from maybe a growth phase into a spend phase. Because if you have all your money in growth and you had all your money in growth back in 2022, well, growth funds lost 27-28%. So other funds did not lose as much money as the growth fund. So maybe you want to be in something that doesn't go down. It's not as susceptible to downward trends in the market.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Obviously, this is too important to figure out all on your own. And especially when it comes to investments, you need to work with a financial professional like yourselves, like you, Chris and Tara. And speaking from my own perspective, I wouldn't want any money in the market without working with somebody like yourself.
Right. You really need to understand the risk that involved with how you're investing in the market. So, yes,
exactly. So what's another indicator?
So the next indicator is, did you talk to your wife or husband, whoever you're retiring with? You need to sit down and have a really good conversation, right? So you're entering that next stage of your life. You really require some frank conversations, some careful planning, lots of compromise. You really need to have a good financial picture that you both agree on. And so that is the biggest problem that happens in retirement. Besides, there's social and emotional changes that happen when somebody retires. They may become a little bit different type of person. In a traditional household, if somebody's been working until they're 70 years old and now they come home and their spouse has been at home for 20 years because they retired 20 years ago, you're going to have a whole new house dynamic. So you better have some conversations with your spouse so that both spouses are on board with how they're going to do things in retirement, how they're going to spend their money, what kind of hobbies are they going to do separately and together. If your hobby is drinking bourbon, then that probably will not be a good hobby in retirement that your spouse may not want to join you on. So some things you may have to control a little bit. So, and then what kind of social circle are you going to have? Because you don't have work anymore. So you've got to make sure that you're creating a social circle of people that you can interact with. Somebody you can call and say, hey, you know, we want to do dinner with you guys. Can we get together so you can have conversations and stay part of the world, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, some people are going to be able to retire early. Some people might need to or want to retire later. I know a lot of people are working longer and longer, but we do need to know different things before we retire. And talking to your spouse or significant other is a big part of that. Obviously, you need to be on the same page. Maybe you don't have to retire at the same time, but how is that going to work? Like my neighbor, who is already, he worked until he was about 72 because his wife was much younger than he was. And she wouldn't have been eligible for Medicare, so they would have had to cover health care costs, so he worked longer. So there are a lot of different indicators that come up, aren't there?
Yeah, so you mentioned Medicare. So Medicare is a big part of retirement because that's where your medical comes from. And if you didn't have that, you'd have really big medical bills. So Medicare Part B premium is something that you need to make sure you have a handle on that you're going to be paying. And then the other parts that you want to do, if you want to do the Part D, so that's for the drugs. And then, but we have contacts with professional Medicare specialists that will help guide you through what you want in Medicare and for the supplements that go into Medicare. There's the supplements, the parts, and then there's also Advantage plans. And so everybody is a little bit different and wants a little bit different one. So it's really good to go talk to a broker. It doesn't cost you any money to go talk to them. They get a little marketing fee for helping you out and wherever you decide to go. So don't worry about that part of it. And you don't have to pay extra premium because you went through a broker. Okay. That's the great thing. That marketing fee is built in whether you get help or not. So get professional help on deciding how to start your Medicare, and you need to do it before you turn 65. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, obviously you've got to have a plan in place before you turn 65, right? Yeah, that's a great point.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, and retirement has very real implications on health insurance, and people don't often think of that.
It really does. And so a lot of people, we've had a lot of clients that retire when they're 63. So they realize that they've got to get what we call bridge health insurance. And so it's or COBRA, right? So it's very expensive, but you know, when you're at that age, it's not smart to be uncovered, because that's when health issues start cropping up. So you don't really know, but you really need to have a good medical plan in place if you're going to retire before Medicare kicks in.
That's huge. And I know that you and Tara can help facilitate that.
We got some good people. There.
Yeah. You meet with people and help them with that. So I encourage our listeners to give you a call. We're out of time for today's show, but let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
So they can reach us at 719-210-4242. They can go out to our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. Check us out there. So you can read all about us. You can find out about some of our past radio shows and actually listen to them right there from the website. You can also figure out how to do the podcast from there, or contact us through the website. Send us an email if you're not wanting to call. So give us a call at 719-210-4242. Contact us through our website. We've got complimentary consultation set up for people that call off the radio show. So make sure when you call or send an email, you heard about this offer on the radio show.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Chris. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Chris McKinney.
Thank you for listening. And that ends another episode of Nolan Financial Radio with Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.